Hello, this is Chetan Narula reporting for Cricket World from the Adelaide Oval. David Warner followed up his first innings 100 with another century in the second innings, taking Australia to a commanding position on day 4 of the first test versus India. At the Adelaide Oval, the hosts reached 290 for 5 at stumps as the left-handed opener scored 102 runs as Australia led by 363 runs. In doing so, Warner became only the fifth batsman after Clyde Walcott in 1955, Sunil Gavaskar in 1978, Aravinda da Silva in 1997 and Ricky Ponting in 2006 to score twin test hundreds in the same calendar year on two occasions. He added 102 runs for the second wicket with Shane Watson, who scored 33 runs. And after their dismissals, Steve Smith, 52 not out, and Mitchell Marsh, 40 runs, played some aggressive cricket as the lead increased at a fast pace. This was after Indian bowlers had produced a good display after the tea break. They bowled with control, unseen before in this match so far, and made sure that the Australians weren't in a position to declare their innings this evening itself, despite the fact that 7 overs remained to be bowled when play was called off. This was after a few heated moments were exchanged between the two sets of players in the middle. This was after David Warner was bowled off a no ball by Varun Aaron when on 66 not out. He had an altercation with the bowler and Shane Watson, Virat Kohli and Murali Vijay got involved. And again, there was another altercation between Rohit Sharma and Steve Smith. And on both occasions, the umpires had to step in. In the morning session, Nathan Lyon took his 6th 5-wicket haul in Test cricket as India collapsed on day 4 of this first Test. They were bowled out to 444 runs. After Lyon took 5 wickets for 134 runs, as the visitors lost 5 wickets for just 75 runs in this morning session, giving Australia a lead of 73 runs. Australia had declared their first innings at 517 on day 3. The off-spinner became only the second spinner in 46 years to take 5 wickets in a test innings at home against India, following Bob Simpson's 5 for 59 at Sydney back in 1967-68. It remains to be seen if Australia will declare that their overnight scores lead of 363 runs and ask India to bat out nearly 98 overs on the final day to save or win this test match.